locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs has left 5 people dead and 25 injured. Joshua Thurman was inside the club during last night's attack.
I kind of had my back turned. I was dancing. I heard shots. Pow, 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 pow. I didn't hear any screams or anything like that, so I thought it was the music. I heard more shots, and then I turned around, and then that's when I saw the... not the gun, but the light coming out of the gun.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who himself is gay, appeared with his husband via video at a vigil.
Colorado is a place, and America is a place, where everyone deserves to be safe, where everyone can thrive and be themselves, to live freely.
Police have arrested a 22-year-old suspect. They believe he acted alone. They're getting used to that sound in western New York State as they dig out from under more than 6 feet of snow in some areas. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar says crews are making headway.
We've made great progress in the overnight hours and early morning. The advantage of not having snow after midnight last night has allowed our team effort to get in there and make a big difference.
The COP27 Climate Summit has agreed to create a fund to help poorer countries handle the costs of natural disasters. Conference President Alok Sharma says that's good. But what about preventing those disasters in the first place?
Emissions peaking before 2025, as the science tells us, is necessary. Not in this text. Clear follow-through on the phase-down of coal. Not in this text. A clear commitment to phase out all fossil fuels. Not in this text.
A Brandeis University student has been killed, more than 24 others injured when a university shuttle bus crashed in Waltham, Massachusetts late last night. Draken Garfinkel is a student at Brandeis.
It's really frightening to me because oftentimes I used to go see my brother in Boston, or he comes here to see me, and just to think if one of us were on that bus.
The bus was returning to campus from a hockey game at Northeastern University when it crashed. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Smith, who is also a member of the January 6th committee, has offered this view of Elon Musk's decision to reinstate former President Trump's Twitter account.
It just underscores the erratic leadership of Twitter now under Musk, but also the security concerns with security people fleeing Twitter and what that means for the protection of Americans' private data.
Adam Schiff was interviewed on ABC's This Week. Elon Musk conducted a poll on Twitter and says users supported ending the ban against the former president. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Okay, smile naturally. Perfect.
Camp's photography knows wedding season ramps up in a flash.
Smidge closer.
They need to say I do to a studio assistant before clients go full bridezilla.
I'm so sorry. I have to get a different lens. I'll be right back.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy's been suffering from toe fungus for years.
I tried every drugstore product, prescriptions from my doctor, nothing worked.
And then he discovered Crystal Flush.
After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone.
The secret, its non-prescription serum contains the maximum strength FDA-approved ingredient, and the unique capsule helps balance the body's natural defense to fungus.
This has changed everything.
Crystal Flush is not available in stores, but for a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit crystalflush.com now. That's CrystalFlush.com. Or call 800-304-2925.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. access to the veterans' benefits they've earned, accessible homes and vehicles, and access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 22. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 12. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 35. 43 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Well, well, well.
Hello and welcome
to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Sure is that time again.
It is that time again, folks. It's the 2 o'clock hour across Wisconsin, and you are going to be subject to some tangents whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
I'm going to tangent all over everybody. That's what's going to happen because I was tangenting off into my own world of automation, and it's a beautiful world, especially when you're copying and pasting and changing and redoing and repasting and
Welcome to the breath of fresh air that is the portion of the day for you, Brian.
This is my first human interaction of the day.
Hey, I mean, we interacted earlier in the day, but yes.
I'm just saying everybody else is not human.
Gotcha.
That I've seen.
Perfect sense.
Same studio as Kristen and Jane.
Not human.
Maybe I've been behind a TV screen a little bit too long.
We got to get you some of those yellow light glasses or blue light glasses or whatever they are. The funky glasses that are supposed to protect those gorgeous eyes of yours.
Or at least the stuff that just kind of lets you know who they are, like in case you were worried about, aliens or people that are, then you can also say cool things like,
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah, that's Roddy Piper. And They Live.
There you go.
All right, that was the central premise of that movie. Either way, we've gone down a tangent already.
We have, and you're listening to this fine show all about tangents across Wisconsin on Civic Media. You may be listening here in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM. You may be listening where Brian is on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, out of the Waukesha area. Or across the state in Amory on Lake Air, in Wisconsin Rapids on locally grown radio, and so many other different great places around the state. If you want to learn more, go to civicmedia.us to see all the stations and find programming that we're putting out as a network.
Yeah.
Brian, it's a Wednesday afternoon. We've got some news in the Darryl Brooks Jr. trial.
Yep.
And this has been taking place in Waukesha, and a verdict was reached. Many verdicts were reached, actually, today. Let's share it with the people.
Darryl Brooks Jr. has been very, very much found guilty. He's been convicted of killing 6, and I believe he's guilty of all 76 charges, according
to the AP. All 76. Yep. 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, I believe 6 charges of hit and run, after the six individuals that he killed were six hit and run charges on top of those, and 60 odd charges of endangering public safety because of all of the different individuals that he hit when driving his SUV through the Waukesha Christmas Parade last November.
Yeah. When the verdict was read out, I was listening live because we carried the verdict live here on Civic Media during the Earl Ingram show, and I got emotional. I know a couple people that were there, and someone who I believe either broke her leg or her foot. But point is that like I don't necessarily have any immediate like connection to this, but when the verdict was read out, I got emotional. There was a guy that yelled out in the middle of the courtroom, you know, and had to be escorted because he was profane and stuff. But this was emotional. There were people watching from all over the place and people listening in, and we changed the course of life. We decided that as punishment for destroying the lives of so many different people, we've decided to take away this man's essentially the rest of his life. He's going to spend the rest of his life in behind bars.
Found guilty of those 76 counts. Yeah. I believe each one of the first degree homicide charges carries a life sentence. So
yeah,
he's going to be sentenced to life.
And this is not something like. And I'm not saying this as in like I feel any sort of, you know, regret or remorse for the guy. The guy is absolutely heinous crime and absolutely deserves he was in front of a court of his peers. He was found guilty, and this is what he's looking at here. I'm not making any excuses for the guy whatsoever. But again, I do not take lightly, and I don't think any of us should take lightly, that we have just decided that the justice served here is that we're going to take the rest of his life away.
Yes, and I remember this case very vividly, Brian, because it was the first show that I ever had to do with solo. Was the Monday after the tragedy that occurred at the Waukesha?
Yeah, Christmas I was. My dad had a stroke, yep. And I was in. I was at home,
and so you were away in Michigan, and it was the first show that I sat and spoke to a lot of the people that are listening this afternoon as well. And I remember the incident vividly. We all watched the events unfold that evening, the horror that occurred. It was brought, we live in a social media age. We all saw this happen. We saw the manhunt that underwent after the tragedy at the parade to find out who was responsible. We saw the SUV parked in the driveway of a home in the Waukesha area. We saw that home get surrounded. We saw the authorities take in Daryl Brooks Jr. This tragedy unfolded on a lot of screens for us. It was all shared over social media, covered extensively on the local news.
They played it over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And so this has been a hard case to watch, because for a lot of people it has consistently, as this story is in the news, brought back those feelings from that day.
Yeah. On top of that, you have him representing himself, which normally in these things, you know, the person that the perpetrated these crimes sits there silently, and you kind of get a read on that person, and they're like, well, does he look guilty? Does he look like he cares? He's checked in, checked out, doesn't matter. And the lawyers do all the talking. Well, in this case, they also had to listen to this guy try and explain himself or try to defend himself firsthand, which is something that in high-profile cases like this that you normally don't ever see.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that layer on top of it as well. And again, this guy made the decision to do this and then also made the decision to defend himself and put everybody through all that as well. Now, is this I don't want to speculate as to what that is or why that is. The point is the guy has justice served to him now, and at least we don't have to listen to the circus that it was. But I think that the justice at the time was like, I got to let you defend yourself, because if you say he's not fit to serve, you can plead that gives him the opening. I'm too mentally unstable to have made this decision myself. And that kind of takes the first degree homicide off the board. So
and
you let
there
him
was an initial plea of insanity in the proceedings, the legal proceedings of this case. There was he intended to plead insanity, and then that plea changed.
Well, you can't plead insanity and defend yourself.
No, and so that with that plea changed, he rejected any other any attorney. He refused counsel from the attorneys that were provided, and he chose to represent himself. And a lot of there's a lot of outbursts that he had. He had to be sent to other rooms during the proceedings of this trial. He continuously interrupted the judge that was overseeing the case. And again, because this unfolded in front of all of us on our screens, on our phones, on our television, I don't think that this is a huge shock. But I think what you say is very important. We as a society, as a community that witnessed the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy, believe this man was going to receive this verdict. I truly believe.
Yeah, I think everybody had this. I don't think anybody was shocked in any way,
no,
shape, or form.
No,
and I'm pretty sure everybody's pretty well unanimous. The guy's getting what he deserved. You know, and I don't think that anyone's like, this is an overextension of justice, and I don't think anybody feels like he got let up on it by any means. So I think at the end of it, we just kind of go and there's two things we got to figure out here. One, and the most importantly, is how did this guy do this in the first place? What situations again, like I tell you with every shooter, every person that commits murder, every person that does anything wrong in this world, this is part of our society. This person is part of our society.
Mm-hmm.
This person is part of us. He's a product of us. These things happen as a product of us at large. Does this mean that he's not at fault? Of course he's at fault. This is the guy's fault. He did this. He chose to do mm-hmm. this. And again, I'm not making excuses for the guy. What I'm saying is that justice for the people who are involved, for the people who have to, who don't have people to go home to, that type of thing. Justice is finding out why this person did this and making sure that as few people get even into that headspace ever again. That's real justice. Because again, this guy's going to rot away in prison or maybe have something horrible happen to him. I don't know. Who knows? None of that is ever going to make anything better.
No, but not addressing the societal causes, the root problems of instances like this will only continue to have instances like this again. And so I think it's very important that we have these conversations. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be talking about what the justice system looks like here in the state of Wisconsin, what it should look like, what it does look like, and a number of other Wisconsin headlines that we're going to weave in through tangents throughout this hour. If you want to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. I'm Luke. He's Brian. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR.
Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Well, the hojo never hurt anyone. All right, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke over there.
Or so he says.
You could be dude, you could be a puppet. I would not have a...
It's been a while since we've done that one.
This isn't against, Luke, this is Brian, nothing against Brian, you. Luke, I'm just saying my perception is a little bit off.
It's Wednesday, folks.
I just sit really close to the screen last night. And we have a pretty big screen. And I'm not to brag. I'm just saying that I needed to actually get closer to watch... my cart in Mario Kart, because Metal Mario wasn't doing so hot.
Ouch.
Stupid Princess Peach kept on taking my square. Anyway, we played Mario Kart last night. It was a nice time.
There you go. Nice. I was at the live show for the Devil's Advocates at the Atomic Koi in Fitchburg, one of Hawk's fine neighborhood bars. We thank Hawk for his sponsorship. It was an excellent show. I want to thank everybody that came out and saw the Devil's Advocates last night. And... I believe Crudy's out there in the community, going to be on campus this afternoon here at UW-Madison. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is going to be there.
Look out, students.
Look out for the devil wagon. You can see that thing coming. So, Crudy's going to be broadcasting live from UW-Madison for that event with Senator Elizabeth Warren coming to town.
Folks, if you are in a poli-sci class or on the way to a poli-sci class or something like that, why don't you go and try and figure out how you can get some credit for going and seeing the Devil's Advocates live or seeing Crudy live somewhere on campus? If you can spot him, get a picture of him, maybe you can get a credit for your class. I wouldn't. That's participation, and that's getting involved. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just here to throw ideas out when I have the ability to actually express any ideas. I'm excited.
Break through every now and then, which is why we call the show Dueling Tangents.
Yeah. Real quick, Daryl Brooks wasn't the only person who was sentenced today, or at least convicted. The people who plotted to kidnap and kill Gretchen Whitmer were also convicted on all counts. Congratulations. Yeah. To those guys, may you get what you deserve.
And that was in Michigan court, correct?
I believe so.
State court?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again...
Not a good idea to plot and then try to plan and plot and attempt to see through kidnapping of a governor of any of the 50 states. I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think governors of any... Senators, even.
I don't think if you elected the dog catcher, it would be okay to try to orchestrate a plot to kidnap and kill the dog catcher.
Don't kidnap and kill anyone because
those are that's a good.
There are rules against it.
There are
laws that mm-hmm. you may be subject to. And again, some gentlemen over in Michigan and some from Wisconsin, I believe.
With Wisconsin ties, at least.
With they Wisconsin from ties. Wisconsin.
They plan on bringing her here as part of the
Wisconsin adjacent. Either way,
there's always a Wisconsin connection.
There's always. Yeah, whenever there's some sort of Russian person, look him up next to any sort of
Scott Walker, top Republican
official or Scott Walker. anyway, so these people are going to be going to jail, mm-hmm. and they're going to be sent to prison to be imprisoned in prison
to right? serve their sentences that both Daryl Brooks Jr. received and the Michigan kidnappers received as well today.
Yeah, and again, this is nothing to say whether they should be or should not be. They should definitely.
I am taking them to imprison them in prison.
Yes.
Yes.
But that's kind of our thought process on this whole thing. And that's kind of it.
Well, I was going to say, for some people, that's the final point, Brian. They don't think
to prison.
They don't think about any of the individuals convicted beyond, we need to lock them up. If we lock up the perpetrators, that's how you solve crime. That's how a lot of people, and it's not just a Republican talking point for a really long time. That was a Democratic talking point, too.
That's an everybody talking point, because just like your garbage in the landfill, you just, I threw it out in the garbage. It's gone now.
All they are bags. It's not my problem.
And then there's a lot of bags, and they bring them out to the end of the driveway or something, and then they're gone.
And some people have a problem similar solved. Mindset with the way that when the legal system convicts somebody, then it's done.
All done.
It's going to be taken care of from there on out. And that's not truly the case on how our system works, Brian.
What?
Because there are many steps that are a part of the system then that those individuals go through. And there's problems in a lot of those areas as well. And so I think this is something that we've talked about before, but it's pretty timely to discuss these reports and statistics of what the prison system here in Wisconsin looks like, and truly see that if the people that are running for office 13 days from now, we are less than 2 weeks out from an election, the leaders that we choose to send to the state capitol here in Madison, to Washington, D.C. to represent us in the federal government, the decisions that they make will reflect the outcomes that we see in things like the prison system.
Yeah. Let me run some... we're going to get into this a little bit more in depth in the next segment here, but let me get you some little quick statistics
top
here.
Top-line figures.
Top-line figures. This is prisonpolicy.org profiles. It's one of many different groups that have done studies on the Wisconsin prison system, one of which is, fun fact, we incarcerate black people at a higher rate than any other state in the union. Yes.
Well, that's not a fun fact, but that is a higher fact.
We are worse than Mississippi burning Mississippi in that area. We as of 2021 of summer, adult correctional facilities in Wisconsin are operating at 113% capacity. Good. Already full. While other states suspended all co-pays in prisons during the pandemic, Wisconsin only suspended co-pays for people exhibiting COVID symptoms, discouraging people from seeking medical care. That's great.
And the other top line story that we're going to get into this hour is over at Wisconsin Public Radio. This was published last October, but the headline, Wisconsin imprisons 1 in 36 black adults. No state has a higher rate.
Congratulations, everyone.
So we're going to dive into a couple of those reports, those headlines, and some other stories from around the state as well. Get to your phone calls, 844-967-2789. But this is an important aspect of the conversation to have as well. Once a verdict is read, that is not the end-all be-all. And Wisconsinites have the ability to have a say in how these decisions are made 13 days from now. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your land. And you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 22. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 12. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 35. 43 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening to this fine program across Civic Media, in Madison on Devil Radio, in Waukesha on the Shaw, from Richland Center on Radio from the Center, in Oshkosh on Oshkosh Air Supports, from Wisconsin Rapids on locally grown radio, and in Amory on Lake Air. If you want to join the show at any time, you can give us a call. Share your tangent, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text that number.
Earlier in the show, we asked at the end of the first segment, I was asking, we got to figure out what the causes are as to what drives someone to get to the point where I don't care enough that I'm going to just drive through a crowd, a parade, or someone just doesn't care enough and goes and shoots up their school, or, you know, just commits even regular everyday crimes. I mean, we don't deal enough with the root causes of what people end up in prison for. We just lock them away in prison. And then we don't have a plan for what happens when they get out of prison, because the majority of people are not like Daryl Brooks. They do not have life sentences. Most of them will do, you know, 10, 20 years or so and then get out. And then it's a different world at that point. And we don't have a real solid way to either A, know that this person has been rehabilitated, or you just take 10 years away from them. Do we have a responsibility to try and rehabilitate someone? It is called a rehabilitation facility.
Mm-hmm.
What are we even doing to do that? I know that it's not... I mean, one of the most readily available jobs out there is prison guard. You want to be a prison guard? You can pretty much, as long as you haven't killed someone yourself...
They are short-staffed. They are looking for individuals to staff the correctional facilities around the state.
It doesn't pay well, and you get a lot of verbal abuse.
Yeah.
Probably physical abuse, too. Congratulations.
And that is absolutely something that needs to be addressed in the system as well, uh-huh. Brian. But, again, there's so many people out there that are like, well, the judge said they're guilty. They're being taken care of by the system. And there are so many people that, unfortunately, believe that. That they are not participating in the way or holding their elected officials accountable at the very minimum to ensure that those problems that you just outlined, what happens afterwards, are they truly being rehabilitated? Are they systems there to get justice for the perpetrators to the crimes that those individuals committed? Because like you said at the beginning of the show, on the onset of the show, for it not to happen again, that's justice. For us to be striving for that as a society, that's justice. Locking somebody up and throwing away the key, in some people's mind, may be justice, but I don't believe that
it doesn't help us in the long run.
No, it's not the true definition of what justice is.
On top of that, we also have a problem where we're locking up more black people at a higher rate than any other state in the entire country. Now, lest I get into some sort of ooh situation here, let me paint a picture for you here. Up until about a little bit more than 50 years ago, it was legal to redline, which means, mm-hmm. Oh, nope, you're not allowed to live here.
Not that you're not allowed to live here, but the bank is going to effectively prevent you from getting a mortgage to be able to buy a home.
Yep.
In that neighborhood.
Wauwatosa is a huge example of that. You can go and check that out.
There are sundown towns, Brian. Even if you want to go to redlining. There are sundown towns in the state of Wisconsin where anybody that was not white was essentially by law not allowed in some towns in Wisconsin. That's our state's history.
Yeah.
There are towns like that in this state.
But still... there were black people and still are black people that live in Wisconsin. They were basically allowed to live in certain areas. And those areas were systematically not funded very well. Food deserts, not much opportunity. All the opportunities outside of those neighborhoods, right? So again, you're underfunded. Most of the jobs you have are outside of those neighborhoods. And people already frown upon the entire idea of that in the first place, right? So that area ends up maybe not necessarily the best for crime, okay? And then the solution everybody has...
Well, you have more desperate people that are then driven to crime as a way to survive. And that
or
is,
if you don't care about me, I don't care about your laws. Yeah. That type of attitude. The, totally. I don't want to. I'm not trying to justify crime. I'm just telling you. I'm painting a picture here for you. So then when the only solution everybody has is over-policing. Well, when you over-police, what do police do? Okay, well, we're out here. There's obviously more crime. We got to go and they end up writing people up for things like low-level drug offenses because the smaller offenses like pulling people over for speeding gives you an opportunity to go and say, oh, I smell weed here. Oh, let's go and search the car, possibly a bigger crime. Where you're looking for crimes rather than trying to actually prevent or make the situation better. And again, that's not necessarily because I'm saying that cops are doing a bad thing. When you're a cop on assignment and you're assigned to a neighborhood, you're supposed to look out for crimes. Of course, if someone does something in front of you, you're going to go and follow the law. This is your training. I'm not trying to go and paint a picture of evil people here. I'm just telling you
that
this is what
the system is designed that way, that those are not surprising outcomes then when the system's designed that way.
Yes. So you have a group of people that are all in one area. That area is systematically basically defunded. And then, you know, people in that area are doesn't have the best opportunity. That usually is a breeding ground for crime. And then you over-police it, you're going to end up with more of those people incarcerated. Again, for usually smaller offenses. But then again, when those people with those smaller offenses end up getting sentenced to prison, they end up going in the prison pipeline, and then recidivism rates. Again, we don't do anything to go and help these people. You take 10 years of life away from somebody who already didn't have a life in the first place, and where are we at?
Right here.
This is where we're at. We have an overcrowded prison population.
And then you have...
Somehow Wisconsin, which has a very small, compared to the rest of the state, black population, somehow manages to lock up more people per capita, more black people per capita, than any other state in the country, including Mississippi burning Mississippi.
And then you take a global crisis, say the COVID-19 pandemic, where it completely shifts public life. We sheltered in place to try to prevent the spread of the disease. We had a mobilization effort that has never been seen before, to provide vaccines, to prevent the overwhelmingly worst aspects of this virus. But one of two political parties decided that they either don't want to even really acknowledge that the COVID-19 pandemic had these widespread ramifications onto public daily life, like, say, legal proceedings. Pausing, or in many cases, completely stopping, and leading to a backlog of cases, which I think is important to point out, because the reason that Daryl Brooks Jr. was sentenced to such a low bail and was out that led to the Waukesha parade tragedy was not Democrat-run cities, what Republicans want you to think. It was an overwhelmed system of legal proceedings that an assistant district attorney took a judge's recommendation level. Derek Brooks Jr. for the domestic violence charge that he was being held on was sentenced to a lower bail and released because the system could not get to him fast enough, because we, instead of being able to address these problems, come together in time of crisis like the COVID-19 pandemic and say, we should have elected officials working around the clock to address these problems. We had legislators that refused to meet from April 2020 throughout the rest of that legislative cycle. They packed up shop this year, the first week of March.
Yep.
That's what's been accepted as commonplace.
And they're getting paid as full-time employees.
Yes. And so rather than addressing these problems with a $5 billion surplus that we currently have in the state of Wisconsin, that we could see a mobilization effort to clear the backlog of the courts, to hire more public defenders, to be able to go through and provide justice, because justice delayed is justice not served as well. So all of these people that are currently, I'm not even talking about Daryl Brooks Jr. right now. I'm talking about all the people sitting and waiting for their cases to be heard. They are being delayed justice.
A brass tacks thing, I'm all for, you know, paying the money to go and hold Daryl Brooks in jail for the rest of his life. I'm not all for having some dude who, you know, got convicted of a low-level drug offense just sitting in jail, not getting his stuff prosecuted. I'm not for paying for him to just sit there.
No.
And we have a representative democracy. That is how we have a representative republic. That is how decisions should be made. But one political party who has gerrymandered themselves into power refuses to address these problems. And then when they boil over in these incidents, they decide to have the people that contribute to their campaigns run ads saying, oh, well, it's the other side. It's crime. Crime's really bad. Crime, crime, crime. And they will not give you any examples of what they would do to address these problems. They want you to believe that if you elect more of them, they'll be tougher on crime. They'll solve these problems. Just elect them and they'll solve the problems.
You see, though, here's the fun part. You mentioned gerrymandering. This is where the whole incentivized to lock more people up and incentivized to keep the prisons out in the majority white areas. Because here's a fun fact.
Where are those individuals counted in the census?
For the census, those prison populations are counted in the places that they're held.
The predominantly white rural areas where these prisons are constructed.
Those populations are how you get the formula for how many people you get represented by and how much funding you get for your municipality. But guess what? That prison population, they don't get to vote.
Nope.
So you get a built-in population base that doesn't get to vote, but also provides you with funding as well as power politically. So also, there's a lot of people who make a lot of money running prisons. A lot of money. That's why people do that. Because again, prisons do things like, I don't know, they buy sheets, they buy lots of supplies,
they buy food.
Caterers, they have food, they have a whole bunch of things that, you know, a lot of different people have contracts through.
You have to construct
sweet,
them.
Sweet, delicious, socialist government contracts.
They have utilities. They have, yes, everything.
And unfortunately, there's an incentive for people to be locked up more. And there's a lot of people whose political power is based on the fact that they get to lock up more people.
Yeah, and when you combine that with, oh, well, the government, let's just outsource this. Let's contract to a private prison. The government can't do anything, right? You got to have just leave it up to the private sector. And then you have private prisons that even further try to profiteer.
Well, if prisons
off of
are
the
over,
judicial system.
If prisons are overtaxed then or over you know, 116% capacity, we're definitely just going to have to build more prisons. And you know, I just know a guy who happens to be running for governor who's also into construction. Huh?
Is he divested?
I don't know, but he can possibly divest and then invest in prison construction. I don't know. There's so many opportunities out there, especially when it's prison, because nobody pays attention. Nobody wants to look at it. Nobody wants to know what's going on there because, again, like I said, I have no problem paying for the taxes to go and send Daryl Brooks away for the rest of his life. But guess what? We're also sending a whole bunch of people that maybe don't necessarily need to be there for longer than they probably should. And again, I have to remind you, 1 in 35 black people. 1 in 35 are prison. This is the worst rate in the entire country. I can believe it because I live here.
We're going to try to get a little palate cleanser in this final segment coming up. Let's also take your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
When are you going to land?
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. It's a pretty heavy episode today. Show, episode, whatever you want to refer to it as. Podcast, when you listen to it later, if you're a non-linear listener, we appreciate you too. You can find the podcast on civicmedia.us or Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google. There are so many different podcast platforms now, yeah. Brian.
To be fair, if they are a non-linear listener, they may be listening to this segment first. So for those of you who are just joining us right now,
no, I think there's very few people who are going to jump to segment 4 in the middle of a podcast, would they? That's not what non-linear is.
Luke.
Stop it.
I have been all around this great nation. I've been around coast to coast. I've been north and south. I have been east and west.
All right, Mr. Johnny Cash.
I literally have probably been anywhere. Have you been to Winnemucca, Nevada twice for two different situations?
No, I have not.
I have.
I don't even know where that is in Nevada.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. I know the town layout. My point is, I've been around this whole town and little town called United States or whatever you want to. Point is, I've been around. All right? And there's a lot of weird things out there, and there's a lot of people with a lot of... I would not be surprised on anything that anybody told me.
For those nonlinear listeners that are listening to just segment 4 first, welcome. This is Dueling Tangents. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. The verdict today, we found out Daryl Brooks Jr. sentenced to all 76 counts guilty. That is what we've been talking about, how the criminal justice system works here in the state of Wisconsin and the nation as a whole. And we're going to take a little sidestep away from that now because, as we like to do, we share the headlines. We like to keep people up to date with what's going on in current events. But we also, well, especially on days where there's heavier news and topics that are very important to talk about, but not easy to talk about, like we just did.
I have a segue for you.
Let's hear it. The best segue is the announced segue.
Yes. This is a segue.
And now for something completely different.
Stand on it and you can balance somehow.
Thank you, Monty Python.
Anyway, all right. So... sentencing someone to life in prison, you know, that doesn't seem quite enough. And then sentencing them to death is kind of, you know, all right, are we going a little too far? And then that's final. And then, you know, there's no hope for rehabilitation and redemption. And
what if you get it wrong?
And what if you get it wrong? And what if, you know, again, if we don't believe in redemption, what are we all doing here in the first place?
anyway. The main basis for almost all religion.
Yeah. What if we got to send them off into, let's say, a different dimension, or perhaps the multiverse, or send them off into the phantasm zone?
The quantum realm.
The quantum realm, you know? Perhaps, send them off into a different... Like, what do we do? Like, and, we just jettison them from reality?
Why I subject you all to listening to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, because it's been stuck in my head for maybe 48 hours. I don't know if it's been quite 48 hours yet that it's been stuck there.
So, yeah, most people would watch the trailer just one time.
No. Well, I'm not most people, Brian. See, the new Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer.
The direct mark for all the MCU. Oh, yeah.
And folks, if you don't know this about me already, again, Disney could decide tomorrow that the Disney Plus monthly cost is going to be $79.99, and I would be like, yes, thank you, sir, may I have another? And that would be my response, because I cannot get enough of the Marvel content.
That's
love
what
it
is a year, I think.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's on the credit card statement.
It doesn't matter. Take my money.
Again, I would be a little shocked, and then I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's Disney? Okay, fine. Sounds good. I'll pay it. But the new trailer dropped.
They have created a standard. Yes.
And I've watched it several times already, and now that song's stuck in my head, so I'm just going around humming Elton John to myself. So if anybody sees me outside of this hour, because I haven't been humming it now, but maybe I will as we go out to this segment, but this has just been stuck in my head.
That's pretty awesome.
But tangentially there, we've got another relation to the MCU, because as goes Wisconsin, the fine lead-in program to this show, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Yeah.
They're our warm-up act. I get it. You can just say it out loud.
I'm going to start referring to Kristen as our warm-up act. Yes. I think that's excellent.
She's got
a very thorough
statement.
3 hours of content that she and Jane work very hard
to put
together. 3 hours of
content, multiple guests, and we just come on and we're like, well, that's a headline. See you later.
Only the hits. Only the hits. But Kristen was joined by comedian Charlie Burns, I believe last week or the week before, and they subjected him to a game, which was, is it a Wisconsin town? Or is it a place in the MCU? And you're going to definitely want to follow As Goes Wisconsin on TikTok if you did not get a chance to hear that segment live. If you're, say, a nonlinear listener to that little clip, you can check it out on TikTok, As Goes Wisconsin. And Charlie is a good sport, and they go through, and it's got a decent lift to it already. I think somebody told me north of 30,000 views already on TikTok. So
that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty good reach for a little comedy bit on the MCU versus Wisconsin.
Again, the center of the political universe is here, and the center of the universe in the world actually will probably be here as well, because if you're an intergalactic traveler, you might want to go and visit Milwaukee.
According to National Geographic.
Because, again, we were talking about Daryl Brooks earlier, and we're talking about, and people complain about all the crime in Milwaukee, and all the Milwaukee's horrible and everything, but I guess not according to National Geographic, because if it was so horrible, it wouldn't be named one of the best places to visit in 2023. That's awesome.
And it's got a gorgeous shot of the river, Milwaukee River, that you can rent paddle boats, kayaks, all of that sort of thing. It's good. It's a very excellent feature, I think, about Milwaukee in the National Geographic rendition for best places to visit in 2023. So
here's a quote. Wisconsin's biggest and liveliest city combines blue-collar, back-thumping energy with a close-knit creative community that's turning heads beyond the Great Lakes. Having a winning NBA team, the Bucks, doesn't hurt either.
Woo-woo!
The article talks about the Deer District, historic Third Ward, the Harley-Davidson Museum, of course, the Milwaukee Art Museum, which is also pretty much awesome.
Calatrava. Oh, yeah. And so National Geographic, giving Milwaukee some love in their edition for Best Places to Visit 2023. And I think that's the important thing to point out as well, Brian, is you got to look at some of... We've got a lot of problems to address as a community, as a state. But there's highlights as well. There's palate cleansers.
Best of the world. Best of the world, man.
That's what National Geographic says. Must be true, then.
Hey, cool. Listen, they have their own channel.
They do have their own.
And I believe...
And you know who owns it?
I was going to say, aren't they tied to Disney? So I'm pretty sure that... I'm surprised that you're not telling me about this.
I did see it last night.
Oh, and, yeah, but that's then right. You got the Disneygram.
I forgot to mention it as we were prepping, and then you showed it to me right before we went on air, and I was like, perfect, great reminder.
Here's a quote from Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Milwaukee has every reason to be proud of this designation. It's particularly gratifying because the global perspective Nat Geo provides when evaluating the best of the world.
Best awesome. Of the world, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Congrats, folks. Milwaukee. I did move here 5 years ago, I'm just saying.
There it is. There's the reason. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, you non-linear listeners. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.
Hi, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.